And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we are going to open a Syrah. This is going to be a little different. We're changing gears a little bit. We had a white last week. We're going to open up a red again, but this one is not the typical cab or the, you know, whatever it is that I usually open. We're going to open a Syrah. It's 100% Syrah. That's my understanding, is 100% Syrah. Usually we'll have blends. We'll have a Cab and Syrah and a Petit Syrah blend or a Mourvèdre Syrah blend or something like that. But this is a full Syrah. So I'm excited to try this out. So we'll see how this works. And also have some foods to pair it with tonight, so that should be a lot of fun. And I have them right here. If you're just joining me for the first time, or even the 107th time, this is the Saturday Night Wine Stream. This is Drink with Rick. This is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I have my show notes. They're right here. Yes, I do have my show notes. I don't always follow them, though, because this show is not about me. It's somewhat about the wine, but this show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back, relaxing, and having a great time. You can drink whatever you want. It doesn't have to be wine. If it's wine, it's all the better, but you can drink whatever you want. I've no bias here. You can drink your favorite alcoholic or non-alcoholic libation. It's up to you. It's just fine. So I just want, just as long as you're here with me, that's the important thing. Of course, we have, let's see, where are we? We're on Facebook. We're on the Facebook page. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. We're on Twitch at Drink with Rick 1, Drink with Rick and the number 1. We're also on YouTube. YouTube is Drink with Rick, and on Twitter at Drink with Rick. Also, the podcast goes out. Podcast goes out on Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Each Monday night, you can hear it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Android, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, and by email. If you go to drinkwithrick.com and click on the subscribe page and enter your email address in the by email, choose by email, enter your email address, you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, right in your inbox. So that's pretty cool. You can't beat that. Also, of course, we are doing the show live. We're doing the show live on, I told you it's live. We're doing the show live at Drink with Rick. If you go to the website, drinkwithrick.com, you can see this feed live, and we don't have a way to, we don't have a chat there, but we do have a way for you to comment. If you click on that post for the show, for that episode, you'll get a comment box, and you can enter your comments in the comment box, and I will respond in kind. It might take me a little while to respond on that, because there's a little bit of a lag there, but I will respond at some point. Anyway, I'm glad you're here, and I want to show you this wine that we're going to open up. This is a Syrah. This is a Meyer Family Cellar Syrah. This is a 2015. I found some very interesting information on it. Not a whole lot, but a little bit. And I'm looking forward to trying this out. I am. I've heard a lot of good things about it. Get some pretty decent reviews. So and the price seems to be right for it, I guess. We'll find out in just a little bit. But first, let me check the chat. I'd like to check the chat and see what's going on in the chat. We have kind of quiet on Facebook. Of course, people tend to wander in a little bit later. You know, since the time change, it has taken a little bit while longer for people to get in on the West Coast and the middle of the country to get in, because it's still pretty early out there. Here, it's 10 p.m. Eastern. But on the West Coast, it's, 7 o'clock, and people are just still sitting down to dinner. And I don't want to take away from your dinner. Please enjoy your dinner. Come back when you're done and you're ready to kick back and relax. This is probably going to be a little bit of a short show tonight, because I'm trying to keep them a little bit shorter. Let's see. Checking Twitch. There's not a whole lot going on Twitch right now. We do have people watching. If you're watching on Twitch, please jump into the chat and say hi. I want to know how you're doing. Jump in. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me what you're not drinking. Tell me what you like to be drinking. Tell me what you like to see me drinking. And if I can afford a bottle of it, whatever it is you're drinking, I'll see if I can get it and I can drink it too, along with you. Not tonight, but at some point. Anyway, we've got a pretty cool show tonight because I have on my list of show notes, and like I said, the show's driven by you, so you get in the chat, and you're probably going to direct more of the direction of the show than I will. But I do want to cover a couple things in the show. First, we've got the birthdays and the national days, of course, and a lot of national days this weekend. A lot of national days. Only one birthday, though, that I could find. But if you're having a birthday, you know someone who is, put their name in the chat, and I will, first name's fine, and I will see if I can toast them. We can toast them. Also, I want to tell you a little bit of news about wine in space. I meant to tell you about this last week, and I got caught up with some other things. I got sidetracked, and then I completely forgot about it. In all honesty, I completely forgot about it. We're going to do it tonight. Also, I want to give you a book review, a new book that I just read today. It's a pretty cool book, and you know what? I'm going to give you a book review on this, but you know what we're going to do? We might give one away. We get enough interest in the chat tonight. I want to give one away. I want to give a couple of these away this month, in the month of April. We might give one away tonight if we get enough activity in the chat to do that, and I can give one away randomly to one random chatter in the chat. And this can be on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, whatever. You know, I like to give stuff away. And that's what this book is about. It's about giving. It's about giving. So, let me check here. Oh, yes, what the food we're going to pair it with. Let me show you the food we're going to pair it with tonight. I've got it on camera 3 here. Let's put it on camera 3. That's not camera 3. It's camera 9. There it is. Go. There's camera 3. This is what we're pairing it with tonight. A little bit of steak, and that's over here. A little steak and some veggies that my wife put together. She made this. It's her own recipe. We're going to try it out with the wine tonight. A few crackers and some cheeses, an assortment of cheeses. So we're going to try that in just a little bit. Anyway, so let's check the chat one more time, and then we're going to go ahead and open this wine. Anything going on YouTube? Quiet on YouTube. Everything's quiet on Facebook. Let's open up the wine. Now, let's get right to it and open up the wine. Now, this is the bottle of wine, and let me show you the wine, the front of it, first of all. This is a Myers Family Cellars Syrah. It's a 2015. This is a 2015, so it should be well-aged, I think. It should be well-aged in the bottle. And I'm going to read the back of it for you so we can follow along with me if you like. It's Meyer Family Cellars, Syrah 2015, Yorkville Highlands, Mendocino County. Alcohol is 14.2% by volume. There's a lot of alcohol in this, so I will try to be careful about not over-imbibing here. Our family has created benchmark red wines for over 3 decades. I'm reading from the back here. Our family has created benchmark red wines for over 3 decades. Inspired by our new location in the hills of Mendocino, we have turned our focus to cool climate Syrah. Inherently vivid and spicy, extended maturation for 24 months in oak adds a silky complexity. Enjoy the enduring elegance of our Meyer Cellars Syrah. And by Karen Meyer, winemaker, and looks like Matt Meyer, wine grower. It is produced and bottled by Meyer Cellars in Yorkville, California, and it is a USA product. MF Cellars, that's www.mfcellars.com. So that's the wine that we're going to open up tonight. Let's get to opening up this bottle of wine. And to open it, I'm going to need my foil cutter for it. Do my foil cutter. I got my lights going this time, by the way, in the background. All right, we got this. Oh, that opened pretty easily. And then, of course, to open the bottle, I've got my mechanical corkscrew here that my lovely wife, Chi, gave me for the holidays. Goes in easily. Comes out easily. Wow, this is nice. Although I don't think I put it in there all the way. Let me see. It's stuck in there just a little bit. And hopefully, there we go. Nice little healthy pop. I'll get the corkscrew later. I did that a little early, didn't I? Okay. And to pour it, we have my trusty Veneto aerator from the Veneto Wine Lovers set, which you can purchase from Amazon, by the way. Well, that was interesting. Went right down in there, didn't it? I didn't secure that very well, so it went right down into the bottle. Well, this should work anyway. I'll make sure it's on tight. Wow, that was okay. All right, we're going to put it on anyway. That's interesting. Okay, the little, for those who couldn't see that, that's the little end piece, the little long end piece that that goes on the end of this aerator fell down into the wine bottle before I had it secured, completely secured. So that's all right. And yeah, it's a live show, folks. Live show. Let me set this aside. Okay, and to hold the grape nectar. Nectar of the grapes. I have my trusty, genuine Galway, genuine Irish crystal glass, given to me by my employers at bytowayradios.com, from Ireland, imported from Ireland, by the way. We're going to pour a little bit of this into the glass. Hopefully it won't leak everywhere. A little bit harder for it to go in there now because of the, second piece is down in the bottle, somewhere down in the bottom of it, I guess. Oh, well. Such is life. Okay, so, yeah. Anyway, so we're going to let this open up a little bit. And while it's doing so, we're going to find out a little bit more. We're going to find out a little. Oh, that's what we're going to pair it with tonight, folks, by the way. We're going to find out a little bit more about this wine. So I did some searching around to find out more about this. And I didn't go to their website, actually. I was going to, but I didn't. I hunted around a couple other places. And I did find an off of Vino. And they give it a 4.1 stars out of 5. And I went, of course, to the wine store site because I purchased this at Wine Store, winestore-online.com. And I checked out there. It's got a little bit of a blurb on it, but that's usually what they put on there. And same stuff. I'm looking around. And I saw it on Wine Searcher. Wine Searcher has this wine. I'm going to read one line here from the Wine Searcher. Hey, fair use. It says, Justin Meyer was a legend. After learning to make wine from his brother Timothy, the truest Napa pioneer, he created Silver Oak. Silver Oak, that moderately successful Napa winery that has sold a couple of cases over the years. So basically, they're talking about the wine here at winestore-online.com. They said that it was their Syrah is from the New Yorkville Highlands, with vineyards ranging from 800 to 2,500 feet in elevation. So, and apparently that's what gives the elevation is what gives this wine its edge, according to the website Wine Store, winestore-online.com. That's what I pull that from. I was just quoting from their site. I checked around price-wise. Wine Searcher has it in a couple places. Beach Liquors in Florida has it for $23.99 a bottle. This is the 2015 vintage. Wine on Piedmont in California has it for $23.99 a bottle. It seems to be rather consistent in the price. The price is fairly consistent. And Vivino has it listed for $24.23 a bottle. And according to them, that's the average online price from external shops. I guess checking around, that is the average price for this 2015 vintage. Now, I'll tell you what I paid for it. I paid, because I have the receipt right here. It has my name on it, too. I paid For this bottle of Meyer Family Syrah, I paid $12.99. $12.99 for this 750-milliliter bottle with 14-point-something-or-other% alcohol by volume. We'll get to that later. I did check on the wine store site. In fact, I'm looking at it right now online. And that is the regular price. I did not get that on sale. It's a regular price, $12.99 net, in parentheses, for the bottle of wine. So we're going to try this out. In fact, we've had some time to open up a little bit. And we're going to give it a taste. Before I do that, let me check the chats. Quiet in the chats. Everywhere. And see Twitch. Oh, yeah. CM Cinder's in the chat. Hello, CM Cinder. Doot-de-doot, she says. Well, doot-de-doot. Whatever that means. Good to see you here, as always. So, says, hi, Dad. I say, right back at you. Okay, so... what do I have here going on? I can't really tell what's going on Twitter now because that was why I started just a few minutes late because I had to get situated on Twitter because they switched over, they moved their Periscope to directly to this Twitter studio thing, whatever it is, and that's my first time using it. And the first time that I set it up, it did not want to, the little button that says, go ahead and broadcast or, go ahead and start your stream. It wouldn't light up. It would just stay grayed out, and I couldn't do it. So I had to back out and do it again. So it cost me a couple of minutes here. I'll get the hang of this at some point, maybe. Either that or drop Twitter at some point. I don't know how useful it is, really. So let's go ahead and give this wine a little bit of a whiff and a little bit of a taste. Chi says, hello, handsome guy. You talking to me? Well, thank you, honey. I appreciate it. That's my lovely wife, Chi. I called her honey, okay? Because I can. All right, so where was I? My train of thought jumped the track here. Okay, you're right. We are going to taste the wine. I'm checking all the chats here just for one more time to see what's going on, and if anything, in the chats. Like I said, you drive this. Yeah, chat's a bit quiet tonight, CM Center. That's true. People wander in a little bit later. I think they wait for me to get the initial pouring out of the way before they start wandering in. Okay, let's give this a taste, okay? Now, on the nose, I'm getting a lot of cherry. Quite a bit of cherry. There's something else in here, too. Kind of a cedary smell. Cedar smell. I don't know if there's anything on some of these sites about smelling like cedar. It kind of has a cedary smell to it. It kind of smells a little earthy. Let's give it a taste. Hey, wow. Wow, a lot of... some complex flavors in here, and I don't mean that in a bad way. When I say complex, I mean there's a lot to take in on that first taste. There's a lot going on here. Hold on a second. It is a very smooth wine, by the way. It has a nice lingering finish. Very, very lingering finish. This is a bold wine. It's a little on the bold side. So if you don't like bold wines, my kids really don't like them too bold. They might not care for this wine, but there are a lot of different flavors in this wine that I like. And right off the bat, I tasted some cherry and a little bit of a vanilla taste, but I tasted licorice in this, and I love licorice. I tasted kind of a licorice in here. I'm not sure if, I hadn't really heard anybody else that I was reading about mention licorice. But that's what I'm getting in this wine, a little bit of licorice and some little hint of blueberry, a little hint of blueberry. And it is kind of earthy. It's earthy. I'd say maybe a little bit like leather. Second taste, a lot of different tastes in here. Cherry, oak, a little bit of oakiness there, but cherry, vanilla, and I'm getting licorice and blueberry. I'm getting some blueberry in here. And I am getting a little more of the leather here at this time. I don't know, leather or tobacco or something. It's got some earthy tones to it. It does. But that's not a bad thing. I will tell you this, though. It has a long, lingering finish. This is a long finish. It's still hanging around now. I'm getting a lot of that lingering finish and some of those flavors I'm still getting after I've actually swallowed. The other thing, though, is that it's very, very smooth. I was not expecting it to be that smooth. I was expecting it because they did say that here that it's kind of smooth. I think they say that so in the say so on the back here. I think enduring elegance, elegant. They say elegant, and I'm saying smooth. This is a nice smooth tasting wine. This you can tell it seems to have aged well. I mean, this 2015, what's that? 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, and 1. That's 5 years, right? 5 years. And so they've aged it for 24 months. And then they bottled it for 3 years. This is a very well-aged wine. It seems to have matured very well. But this is very smooth. I'm surprised, and I'm also impressed. Yeah, very smooth wine. I like that. Okay, I like that a lot. I didn't really, to be honest, I didn't really know what to expect from this. I didn't. Because people told me, you know, I've been reading that it was a fairly bold wine, and it is a bold wine, and you can tell that it is very full-bodied. This is a very full-bodied wine. There's a fair amount of tannin in here. It's somewhat tannic. It's a fair amount of tannins, and it is a dry wine. This is a very dry wine, and like I would tell my kids, I don't know if they'd really like it that dry, but it has so many different flavors in this thing. There's so many different flavors, and it's so smooth that I think it kind of takes the edge off the tannin. I really do. I think it takes, even though it's dry, it's not sweet, but it's, I think, how smooth this wine is for those who don't like a lot of, you know, like really tannic wines. I think it takes a lot of the edge off that. Yeah. Yeah. I like this. We're going to let this open up a little bit too, because I'm looking forward to that, because as it opens up, I think it'll be really, really good. So we're going to pour a little bit more, let it open up a bit, and then we'll go ahead and pair it with some foods. Before we do that, let me get back to the chats just a minute. And still kind of quiet in the chats tonight. And Twitch, let's see. Oh, Beast on Gaming's in the chat. Beast on Gaming, it's great to see you. I'm glad to see you here. It's been a little while. I saw you in Square Guy's chat the other night. You know, we visited up our good friend at Square Guy, and Beast on Gaming says, "What's up, Rick?" Well, I'll tell you what, it's this wine is really good tonight, I'll have to say. And CM Sanders says, sounds like you're just trying to subtly convince me to taste this dry wine, LOL. Actually, it is. You like a lot of different flavors. I know you don't like cherry much, but the cherry's there, but it's not as pronounced as some of the other flavors. Vanilla, the licorice, the blueberry is in there, and we had some blueberry wine for dinner tonight too. That's right. So we'll talk about that a little bit. Okay, so let's get to tasting here, because the tasting I think is going to be good. What tonight we have tonight? Cam 3. I got to remember it's on camera 3. What we have tonight is we have some steak that was made by my lovely wife Chi, and we have the I believe this is the. What do we have here? Okay, the wine's not, yeah, it's early. The wine's not hitting me yet. The Colby, thank you. Colby Jack, I don't know who was saying thank you to, it's just me. Colby Jack. And then this was the, what is this? The Chi, can you remind me again what this is? It has Syrah. This does have Syrah in it, by the way. It's a cheese with Syrah. It's a Toscano, right? It's a Toscano with a cheese with Syrah in it, right? That I think that's what it's called. So we tried it last week, and it was pretty good with the wine we had last week. This Toscano with Syrah in it. And so Syrah with Syrah. So this should pretty go. We expect this one to go very, very well with this Syrah, right? Because it has Syrah in it. And then, of course, we have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, of course. So that's what we're going to try tonight. All right. So, I guess I should try first. I should try the steak. And I want to leave that up there in the chat. Hello, handsome guy. I like that. That's my wife. Beast on Gaming says, sorry, I haven't been able to join recently. I only have a short period of time to notice you're streaming once a week. So if I'm doing something, I could miss it. No worries. I'm just glad you're here tonight. And we missed you the last couple of weeks, but I'm glad you're here tonight. Look, you know, for those who missed it a couple of weeks ago, I did, I showed off a very short film, like a commercial spoof, we'd call a satirical commercial, a film that I made with my friend Jim way back in early 80s, and we showed it off. Maybe I'll show it again tonight. Let's see if we have time. I'll see if we can show it again tomorrow. Tonight, it's only like 18 seconds long, but it's I think you enjoy it. Very, very short film. Anyway, so let's get back to the tasting. I have this steak to taste. And what a steak it is. My wife does an excellent job with the steaks, I'll have to say that. Great steak. This is supposed to go good with beef. We'll try it and see. Got it chewed up really good, right? Really well. Oh, wow. There's, like I said, there's a little bit of leather and a little bit of smokiness to this. I didn't say smoky in particular. I think I said I was using earthy and leather, but it really enhances the smoky flavor of the beef and the grilled flavor of the beef. It's really well, really good. I like that. Very good. I'm going to clear the palate for just a minute. For just a moment. I'm not going to drink the whole bottle. Let's see. Yeah. We're live, folks. And it's only 14.5% alcohol, whatever it is. All right. Let's see what else I can spill on me tonight. Let's not. Okay, so I'll clear the palate a little bit, and we're going to try it with the Colby cheese. The Colby Jack cheese. This is a good cheese. I really like this cheese. I had some last night. We were watching. I shouldn't talk with my mouth full, right? So, try it with cheese. Pretty good. I think that's a pretty good pairing right there with the Colby cheese. I like that with the Colby. I think it's because this wine is so, with a lot of tannin in it, though. I think it's because this wine is so smooth. It really, really adds something to that cheese. I think it does. So, now we're going to try... Now we're going to try it with this Toscano with the, there was another word in there. I can't remember what it was. Toscano with the, some other sauce in here. There's some other word in between that and Syrah. I can't remember what it was. Toscano with Syrah. So we're going to try it with that. It should be good. All right. If it has Syrah in it. We're going to have it with Syrah. Syrah, right? Let's see. I had to say that at some point. Whoa. Wow. You know what? I wish, if I could, I would send everybody here a bottle of this wine and a block of this cheese. I tell you what, it is awesome. I can't do it, of course, but if I could, if I was able to do it, I would send everyone a bottle of this wine and a block of this cheese. Wow, that is just awesome. I've got to try it again. Let me try it again. Here's take two. Wow, I'm going to do that one more time. I need more wine. This Toscano. And this came from Trader Joe's, I believe. Right? Is that right, Chief? Trader Joe's. Let's see. Wow, again. That is really... I don't know how to describe that one. Okay, there was Syrah in the cheese, but there's the Syrah in the wine, too, of course. And I think it just... Syrah in it. It's just... A perfect pairing. I think that's a perfect pairing right there. The perfect pairing. Why am I not surprised? It's a great, great pairing. So, wow. I really, really enjoyed that. Seam Cinder says, cherry and licorice might not be the wine for me. Oops. Well, that's right. You're not a big fan of licorice either, are you? All right, I got to pour some more of this. And let me clear the palate because I forgot to do it last time. Clear the palate one more time. Well, we're going to try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. How about that? Trader Joe's. It's good. It's good. It's always one of my favorite cheeses. Try this wine. Is it any surprise? Still winner, and this is a good winner. So it's a winner, of course. The Creamy Gouda wins again. The Double Cream Gouda. Is there any surprise about that at all? If you've been watching the show for a long time, we've been trying this cheese out with a lot of different wines and never had a miss. Very, very good. I enjoy this. Now, there is one more thing we need to try, and it's on this. This is the... It's this little bit of it's stuck there. Oh, okay, a little tape there. Okay, this is let me go right here. This is a special kind of a vegetable thing that my wife Chi made, and I up at the camera, I can't really do it justice up here. I really can't. But it has okra. If you like, some people don't like okra. I happen to like okra. I like it fried too. Fried okra. Fried and breaded. Fried okra and some beans, green beans, and it looks like a little bit of potato in it, and some carrots and some onions. And then we're going to try a little bit of this with the wine. And she grilled this, and it's very, very good. Very good, by the way. Need more wine. So how this goes. Goes nicely with that too. I have to say that it's gone nicely. It's gone very well with every... That is good. It's gone very well with everything on the plate. So I'm impressed. I'm impressed with that. Very, very impressed with that. I'm going to move this plate over here a little bit because... I've got to move this plate closer to me. Moving it closer to me. And we'll maybe I'll snack on this during the show. Anyway, so where was I? Okay, so I've got to find that. There we go. The... setting this up for another. There we go. All right, so we have the tasting out of the way, the pairing with food. Apologize for that, folks. I'm manually doing some stuff that should be doing automatically on the show. So, what do we have next on the list? Oh, yes. Birthdays and national days. We have some birthdays and national days to toast. And once again, Beast on Gaming, if you know of anyone who's having a birthday or an anniversary or anything like that, let me know and give me their first name and I'll toast them. Don't make them up, okay? This is 14.5% alcohol by volume. I only have so much in the bottle, too, okay? It's cool. It's all cool. Anyway, so birthdays and national days. Okay, so we got the birthdays, and I'm making a mess of my desk here with this. I have one birthday. To toast, and I want to use this time to toast my very good friend, David. David, your birthday is on the 9th, coming up on the 9th. That's this coming Friday, but I figured, you know, I don't have any other birthdays to toast. Now, I've got a lot of birthdays next weekend. Excuse me, I have a lot of birthdays next weekend to toast. We're going to save that for next weekend. But David, your birthday's coming up on the 9th, April 9th, which is Friday. It's coming Friday. Anyway, I want to say in advance, a very happy birthday to you, my good friend David. Now, David and Tommy and I met at PodFest. Now, we actually met a little bit before PodFest online because David said, you know, he put in a... on Facebook, he said, okay, who else is going to PodFest? I'd like to meet with you and let's have a big group meet and get together and just have a lot of fun. So Tommy and I responded and said, yeah, sure, let's meet up and have, you know, get to know each other and meet, you know, talk about podcasting and anything else you want to talk about. And let's just have a good time. And that's what we did. We all met up at PodFest. This was last year, just before COVID started. Or just before the lockdowns for COVID here in the U.S. And it was a great time. He's a very, very warm and personable guy. I'll tell you, here's the thing. First thing, yeah, like I said, it's pre-COVID, okay? First thing, we're standing there and I introduce, yeah, I'm Rick. And David says, oh, you're Rick. And he just came up and gave me a great big bear hug, you know? He just gave me a huge bear hug. I was impressed by that because... He just came across as very, very warm, very personable, very, very, just the kind of guy that you kind of instantly like, you know, as soon as you see him, you know that he is 100% real, you know, he's 100% genuine. And it's none of this fake, hey, how are you doing? It's nice to meet you, glad to meet you, whatever. It was just a very personal, and he meant it. The bear hug, it was genuine. And I was really impressed by that. And he's a nice guy. He's a super nice guy. And he and his family, I've gotten to know them online, obviously, over time. And they post a lot on Facebook. And he's just kind of a fun guy. He's kind of a fun dad really cool. So I want to say to David, I'm really, really honored to have met you and have gotten to know you. And you know what? This thing's really dripping because that thing is down in the bottle is just like, there we go. Let's get that. Yeah, I dropped the other half of this thing down in the bottle. You can hear it. Hear it down in the bottle? It's rattling around in there. Well, more excitement. Anyway, David, I want to say thank you. And it's an honor to know you. And I want to say happy, happy birthday this coming Friday. And may you have many, 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 many more. Toast to my good friend, David Bennett. And you know what, David? I'm going to toast you again just because I can. This is to my good friend, David Bennett. I don't know what's with this bottle here. Oh, I know what's with it, but I might have to take that off and just pour. Anyway, David, once again, happy, happy birthday. Okay, here's my good friend, David Bennett, fellow podcaster. I don't have any more birthdays to toast. Come on, Beast on Gaming, help me out here a little bit. Anybody else in the chat, help me out if you know anyone. I mean, check around in the chat. Yeah, she says Creamy Costano. I thought it was Toscano. Costano? No, I think it's Toscano, right? Costano. How much have you had to drink tonight? Creamy Costano with Coastal Syrah. Actually, she did have something to drink tonight. She did. We all did. And it's very interesting. I got to tell you about that for just a minute. We had, I told you about this, what is the thing? Stella, it's called something Stella, wouldn't it? I can't remember now. We had some at dinner with our dinner tonight. My wife purchased a bottle of this peach. I told you about last week. She purchased a bottle of this peach wine. And it's only 5% alcohol, but it's really, really, really good and really fruity and a little semi-sweet, but it's not too bad. And everybody tried it and they really enjoyed it. They had it with dinner. So she bought a second bottle of it during the week and they had that. We all had a little bit of that. But she went out yesterday and wanted to buy, or was it today? I don't remember now. It's all a blur. She went out this weekend and she couldn't find any more of the peach, but she found one that was blueberry. And it's wine. It's wine infused with some blueberry flavor and kind of a sparkling wine. And we had it at dinner tonight, and it was actually pretty good. It was actually very good, and everybody really, really liked it. They really, really liked it. Tia, I think she had just kind of downed the first glass and then said, hey, I drank this pretty quick. So I poured her a second glass. I think everybody had a second glass of that wine. And my wife, Chi, I think she was going for a third one, if I'm not mistaken. So CM Sanders, so it was good wine. CM Sanders says, I know April birthdays of fictional characters, LOL. Well, we can't toast fictional characters. I don't have enough wine in the bottle to toast fictional characters. But I appreciate your contribution there. Let's see. What else we got going here? Says, ha, ha, ha. Yeah. It's creamy Toscano, I think is what it is, G. Creamy Toscano with coastal. Yeah, it was the coastal Syrah. That was the word I couldn't think of. I knew there was another word in between with and Syrah, but I couldn't remember what it was. Coastal Syrah. I think you got that correct. You got that correct. So, national days. Let's go with the national days. Why is this thing still going? This is what we're drinking tonight. This is the Syrah. This is the Meyer Family Cellar Syrah 2015. It's just an awesome wine. An awesome, awesome wine. I'm really, really impressed with this wine. So, we're going to have this again. All right, so let's go to the national days. For the national days, I'm going to do something a little bit different here. Let's go, because the national days are fun. Let's do this with the national days. Where's my, here we go, set of fireworks. Okay, national days. Because it's daylight, right? Okay, days. That's a stretch. All right, national days. April 3rd. April 3rd, which is today. National Chocolate Mousse Day. And we're not talking about Bullwinkle the Mousse. We're talking about chocolate mousse, the dessert. I love chocolate mousse. I'm not supposed to be eating chocolate mousse, but I love a good chocolate mousse. And I'll drink to National Chocolate Mousse Day. Who doesn't love chocolate mousse? Who doesn't love chocolate? National Chocolate Mousse Day. It's also, today is also National Film Score Day. Really? Who knew that there was actually a day for film scores? And we're talking about movie scores, you know, like for big movies, like, you know, the theme from Star Wars, the theme from Indiana Jones and Pirates of the Caribbean and all those big movies, right? And even some of the little ones. Film scores. I happen to love film scores, and I have for as long as I can remember. I used to collect some albums with film scores. I think one of the first albums... Yeah, there's a story coming. There you go, for Beeson Gaming. If Barnstar was here, because I know he likes the stories, he's missing it. He's missing it. Anybody know where Barnstar is? yes, Sam Sender, Tommy and Cosmo in the background. Keep watching. Keep watching. There's more to come on that one. I'll try to duck when it happens. I don't know. Anyway, so film scores. My first movie soundtrack album. I used to love to get movie soundtracks, and I still like them. I still like to listen to them. My first movie soundtrack album on vinyl. It was on vinyl, and I think it was, I want to say it was a two-record set. You know the double album? double album. Think ELO out of the blue, you know, with the double album and it opens up with the spaceship inside. I had that album, by the way. It disappeared. Well, actually, I kind of know where it is, but I'm letting it go. But yeah, it's cool. It's all good. I know where it is. It was borrowed. Never saw it again. But it's good. It's good. Because the person who borrowed it is a huge ELO fan. And that's good. Anyway, so where was it? Okay, 2001, A Space Odyssey. That was the very first, I think that was the very first soundtrack album that I actually bought as an album. It was a double album, and it was all the music from 2001, A Space Odyssey, which is a classic, classic film, a favorite sci-fi film of mine. And the music was great. You know, I love the music on the film. And of course, who can forget the Also Sprach Zarathustra? Also Spake Zarathustra. That's the theme music, you know. And I'm not going to hum it now because I don't want a copyright strike or anything. YouTube, they're too much. So anyway, I could get a copyright strike for just mentioning. I don't know, maybe. It's getting that bad now, folks. It really is. So where was it going with that? Anyway, it opens up. The album opens up, and it has these widescreen, super Panavision images of scenes from the film, which was really cool. And that was one of my first ones. And I still have it. And actually, it's one of the few that I still have, a few vinyl records that I have. I have a few others. I have a few other vinyl records. I have a Weird Al album that was signed by Weird Al, by the way. Yeah, Weird Al. Big fan of your Weird Al Yankovic. I like Weird Al. That's some of my kids. Seen him in concert a couple of times in Orlando way back in the day. I got a couple stories about that, but I'm not going to go into that tonight. A couple Weird Al stories along those lines. But yeah, I've got a signed album from Weird Al. But yeah, I got a few. I went off track here talking about albums, talking about record albums. Yeah, anyway, so started thinking about Jethro Tull, and I just, my mind just kind of went. Okay, back on track here. So National Film Score Day. National Film Score Day. Here's a National Film Score Day. I love film scores. Really do. So I'll drink to that. I already did drink to that. National Film Score Day. It's also April 3rd is also National Find a Rainbow Day. It's also National Tweed Day. You like tweed? You wear tweed outfits, tweed jacket? Didn't Barney Fife on the Andy Griffith Show, isn't that what he wore? He wore like a tweed, you know, like he had a tweed suit or something. It was even out of date back then, you know. But that was what he wore, you know. I think that's what he was wearing, was a tweed suit, tweed jacket. National Tweed Day. It's also it's also World Party Day. World Party Day. Okay. World Party Day. Got a drink to that, don't we? We're having a party all over the world. Wait a minute. Isn't that a song? Party all over the world. Is that an ELO song? No, it's a song. Can't remember where that song's from. Maybe. No. It's maybe got my lines crossed there. Anyway, so here's to World Party Day, National Tweed Day, National Love Our Children Day. First Saturday in April is National Love Our Children Day, and I do love my children. I love them very much. Here's to National Love Our Children Day. Ooh. Drink to that. It's also National Handmade Day. First Saturday in April is National Handmade Day. And they're not talking about The Handmaid's Tale or anything like that. Yeah, I watch too much movies and TV. Handmaid's Tale. National Handmade Day, when making stuff, you know, handmade things like handmade gifts, there is no greater, well, there are greater gifts. I mean, you know, life is, I think, is the greatest gift to all of us, I think, is life itself. But there are some great gifts, but you know, no gift says I love you and says I care and it comes from the heart as much as a handmade gift, doesn't it? A handmade gift. I mean, it's one thing to go to the store and buy a gift for somebody. I remember my dad. He he would bring gifts for my kids sometimes when they come to visit. Most of the time, he'd come bring a gift for them. And it was always something bought at the store. And sometimes it was stuff he didn't even really know what it was buying, because he really didn't relate to kids that well, or kids' toys that well. And he'd buy it and, you know, give it to the kids, which is really nice. I mean, it's a nice gift. It's the thought that counts, right? It's always the thought that counts. But let's face it. You know, you go to the store and you buy a gift. And yeah, there's a thought behind it. I was thinking of you and I bought you this gift. Yes, that's very important. It's cool. But I think that the greatest kind of gift that you can give somebody, you know, that's a gift and, you know, wrapped up and that sort of thing, besides wine, if they're of age, okay, isn't it, is a handmade gift, something that you made yourself with your own hands, because that really says, I love you and I care about you and I'm thinking about you and I made this just for you. Now, my daughter, Tia, she's good at making things anyway, but she, a lot of her gifts have been handmade gifts for me and for my wife and for Tommy. And that really speaks volumes, because every time she gives me something that's handmade like that, it really kind of gets me here, because this is something personal from my daughter. And it has such a deep meaning for me. And every gift that she's ever given me has been like that. And I've treasured every single one of them. I've treasured them all, because I know it didn't come from the store. It came from my daughter's hand and it came from her heart. And I'm not diminishing any gifts anybody gives me that comes from the store, not in the least, but I'm just saying that there's something special. There's something very special about a handmade gift, isn't it? And I think I was telling you all last week or the week before that when my wife and I got married, my sister Gina made a handmade quilt for our wedding gift, and that is a very, very treasured thing. It was something that she made with her own hands. She signed it, you know, and with the date the time she made a gift, or our wedding, I think. So that, to me, it's a treasured gift for my wife and me, because it's something that she made herself, you know, and I that's just awesome. I think it's awesome. Anyway, if you get a handmade gift from someone that was made for you, that's pretty special, don't you think? That's very special, and it should be treasured. Anyway, here's to National Handmade Day. And we'll drink to that. Okay, April 4th is National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day. National Chicken Cordon Bleu Day. If you like chicken cordon bleu, if you don't know what it is, look it up. National Hug a News Person Day. National Hug a News Person Day. Okay, I've known some news people. Coming from television, coming from the broadcast industry, I've known a number of news people. There are a couple that I would hug, you know, if they were still around or if I could still hug them. Some people that I really, really liked, and some people that I really, really, really missed, too. A couple of people who were really, really cool. I think that, the first person that comes to my mind is George Wilson from WFL. He used to do the newscaps, the nightly newscaps on WFL and the noon newscaps. And Rebecca Randall, who used to do that, and the Good Day Show back in the days of WFL. I know Rebecca's no longer with us. I'm not really sure about George, to be honest. But, both of them are people I'd want to see again and hug, and, you know, people that I liked. And some people that I miss. But for a lot of news people, particularly today, I don't know. I'll leave that one alone. Okay, so it's also national. Tomorrow, April 4th, is also Jeep 4x4 Day. I don't know, people who have 4x4s, who have Jeeps, who really love them. I'm not really a Jeep person myself, but one of my coworkers is, a friend of mine. He has Jeep. He likes Jeeps, and I know other people who like Jeeps that do a lot with them, and it's pretty cool. It's a national National Jeep 4x4, or it's Jeep 4x4 Day. That's what it is. National School Librarian Day. I'll drink to that. I knew of when I was in school, there were a couple of school librarians that I liked that were really cool people, and I liked them, and I thought they were really, really nice people. School Librarian Day, National Vitamin C Day. Have you had your vitamin C day yet? I believe grapes have vitamin C in them. Take your vitamin C. Vitamin C is important, right? Not too much, but in the right amounts. I try to have some vitamin C just about every day. National Vitamin C Day, remember to take your vitamin C. I took my vitamin D today. I'm getting my vitamin C now, I think. National Walk Around Things Day. Yes, tomorrow is National Walk Around Things Day. Yeah, some of those things, yeah, I'd like to walk around, like, especially if it's something that something there that you don't want to step on, that you want to walk around, like, if you have a dog or you know a dog or know of a dog and you see it and on the ground and, definitely walk around that. Don't step on it. National Walk Around Day. Okay, walking is good. Walking is healthy. I think that's what they're talking about. National Walk Around Day. Walking is very healthy. Very healthy. It's actually healthier than running, from what I understand. National Walk Around Things Day. Oh, but it says National Walk Around Things Day. So don't step on that rusty nail. Walk around it if you see it first. So National Walk Around Things Day. Tomorrow is also Geologist Day. The first Sunday in April is Geologist Day. And it's also Easter. That changes annually in April, but tomorrow happens to be Easter Sunday. And I think that'll do it for the national days. Anybody? Okay, you guys weren't watching me. You were watching what was going on back here, right? Yeah, I think CN Cinder says, and FYT Gug is in the chat on Twitch. FTY Gug, is that, or it's a Fight Gug? Is it Fight Gug or FYT Gug? I don't know which. But he says, have you ever had someone lay on your stomach and listen to it? Yes, I have. Anyway, glad to see you in the chat. Yes, I have. And it's kind of weird, isn't it? Yeah, you listen to girls. I've done it before. You know, I listen to somebody's stomach and you kind of hear it gurgling. It's kind of weird, don't you think? But yeah, I've had my kids have done that. The kids have like stuck their head on my stomach and they go, Dad, your stomach's making noises. I'm like, okay, get off my stomach. Go play somewhere. I don't really want to know that. Yeah, it's making noises. That's how your stomach works. You know, especially after you've eaten, or even if you haven't, it makes noises. It gurgles. You know, I know my kids did that when they were little. They stick their head on my tummy and they go, "Hey, Dad, you're making." Stomach's making noises. Oh, well, yeah. Yours do too, you know. But I'm not gonna listen to it. I don't care. CM Cinder says, I did that a lot to him when I was little and slept in his lap. Yes, you did. Yeah. Yeah, she did. So I think that does it for the national days. I think we're done with that. So once again, we're drinking. This is what we're drinking. We're drinking this Myers Family Cellars Syrah. It's a 2015 Syrah. It is 100% Syrah, from what I understand, and it's very, very good. So we've got. I was going to tell you about something. Let me check the chat one more time. But I want to tell you about this. There was some news I was going to tell you last week, but it slipped my mind. I forgot. Let me check the chat one more time, see what's going on. Kind of quiet there, quiet on YouTube. All right, so Twitch, that's where the action is, right? Okay. I know you're watching. If you're watching, stop and say hi. Tell me how you're doing. You could win a book. You could win a book. I've got a book review coming up. You could win a book here shortly. All right. So it was brought to my attention last week from my boss, Danny. He brought to my attention because he knows how much I like wine. And he said, you know what? This might interest you. So he sent me a link to I think it was Europe News site, and I read it, and then I pulled it up again on I think I got it up here right here. Let me see. Let me pull it up here. I pulled it. I've got it on decanter.com. Why is this news on Decanter? This is space news. It's space news. All right, I've got to put up this. I got to have the space news here. Where is it? Oh, here we go. Space news. It's time for space news. All right. So decanter.com. This was on europenews.com. Is where I first saw the link. And I looked it up on Decanter and verified it. And apparently, they wanted to make, you know how they are always experimenting? They're sending experiments up into space and all that kind of stuff up to the International Space Station, the ISS, because that's what you do with the ISS. It's a research station, right? It's a space station. You do a lot of research. You do a lot of experiments. So this time, they decided they were going to experiment with wine. Yes, they experimented with wine. They sent up apparently a case of, 12 bottles of Chateau Petrus. This is a nice fine wine. So they sent up the 12 bottles of Chateau Petrus 2000, and they sent it up via Dragon cargo ship that, you know, Elon Musk's SpaceX ships, the SpaceX Dragon cargo ship in January. And then they sent it up there for a while, and it stayed up there. I don't know. It was up there for a little while. I think it sent it up for 3-4 months, I think is what it was. I don't remember exactly the time frame that they sent it up there for, but I'm looking at I'm scrolling through this article. But they brought it back. They brought it back to Earth after being up there for a while. And this had been a very, very closely guarded secret, according to Decanter. But they confirmed that it chose Petrus 2000 from the mission, and they had it up there for a while, and then they brought it back in March. And they hosted a tasting they had like 12 tasters get together and tasted some of these bottles, 30 milliliter samples of the space and Earth wines. In other words, they were comparing them. They had some bottles of the wine that were just stayed on Earth, and there were some bottles of the wine that went up into space and then came back. And they tasted all of these, and they were doing a taste comparison, a taste test. And it turns out that according to the tasters, now there are some variations because tasters are going to have variations. As I told you before, sommeliers, you can't always go by what a sommelier says because your palate might be different from theirs. So, even though they're the experts, and they are, some of them study for years, almost a lifetime studying wine. So some of them are very knowledgeable, but their palates are all going to be different from yours and from mine. So just because they like a wine or don't like a wine doesn't mean you're going to like it or not like it. Okay? So they had these tasters taste the wines, the ones that were on Earth, that stayed on Earth, the ones that went up into space and came back, and they noticed an interesting difference. It seems that they said that there were some subtle differences in the taste. They said there were some definite differences in the smell and the taste, but they're saying that they thought the space wine was actually in a way better, I think. They say that the space wine was well evaluated, pretty much. And they said that they checked the smell and the taste and the color. But apparently, from what I was reading, that it turns out that the wine seemed to age faster in space. Very interesting. So the absence of gravity as sort of a catalyst for this, I guess, maybe. I don't know. I'm probably going to do more tests on it. I don't know how much of it they were drinking up on the space station. That's what they need to do. No, they can't. I don't know. But that's why I can't go up the ISS. I couldn't deal with not having anyone to drink up there. They're probably drinking vodka and stuff. I don't know. We're all I know. But I just said that. I don't know. Okay. Don't tell everybody they're drinking vodka in space. Okay. That's I don't know. Anyway, I'll bet you a couple of months in space you want to be drinking vodka or something. No doubt about it. But apparently it was reported that they're going to do an analysis, a chemical analysis of the wines and the differences between the two wines, and that hasn't been completed yet. But this was released on March 24th, this news. And from what I understand, they seem to have found that the wines aged faster in space than they did on Earth in the same time frame. So that's interesting stuff. Interesting space news. Chateau Petrus. It's actually a Bordeaux. It's a Bordeaux wine. So, okay, so here's the thing. The wine spent 14 months. So they were orbiting the Earth for 14 months. That's what it was. I thought it was just a few months, but it was 14 months orbiting the Earth on the ISS space station. As part of a research project they were doing up there. Yeah, I need more. Yeah, we need more research projects like that, right? Okay, and that's the space news. That's the space news for today. Space news. Wine and space. Who knew? Good stuff. All good stuff. So, any comments in the chat on that? We have any comments on that? Yeah, CM Cinder says space wine. And Nathaniel Bumpo is in the chat. It's great to see you. Nathaniel Bumpo is great. Sorry, it's 14.5% alcohol, folks. It's great to see you in the chat anyway. Nathaniel Bumpo, thanks for being here. I do appreciate it. And Nathaniel Bumpo says, what did they age the wine in space? Well, in the bottles. They just took it up in the bottles. And they, because it's aging in the bottles, they just take it and up in the bottles and age it over time, you know, before it's ready to drink. And that's my assumption anyway. They took the bottles up there. But when they took the bottles up there, they didn't tell anybody what bottles of wine they were taking. And they just sent it up there and they just had it stored. I think they had it wrapped up. They had it wrapped in plain paper and stuff so you couldn't see the labels. And then when they brought it back, then they unleashed it or something. And that's my understanding. I don't know. From what I got from the article, that's how they did it. Don't take my word for it. It's just what they said. So that they aged it in the bottles, yeah. Anyway, so I've got, the wines in space. Cool. You know, I do want to take a quick moment to talk about weather radios. We had some storms last week or so. We've had some big storms recently. You know, spring is here. Spring is here. It's sprung. And with it comes these – we're having a cold front right now across the southeast. We're having a cold front. But there have been some storms, massive storms. There are going to be more storms falling. They had five tornadoes a couple of weeks ago in around Oklahoma and out there in the plains. You've got to be ready. You've got to be ready for this. Go to ready.gov. That's ready.gov. It's a government website. Look up your list of items that you need for an emergency kit. Get an emergency kit prepared. You just never know what's going to happen, and you never know when. So get yourself an emergency kit. Get together a little go bag or an emergency bag, a knapsack or rucksack or something like that, and put the emergency. Collect all the emergency items that you need. Put it in there. Keep it handy. Third item on the list is a weather radio. Also, another item on the list is a two-way radio. Have one of those ready. And, of course, for weather radios, and we have them downstairs, and they go off quite a few times. they go off fairly often. Anyway, for weather radios, go to buy2wayradios.com. That's buy2wayradios.com. Get your weather radio there. And I don't know what happened to that, but let's see. Let's get that fixed. There we go. Buy2wayradios.com. Get your weather radios there. They have weather radios, GMRS, FRS radios, marine radios, airband radios, all kinds of radios, business radios, CB radios, all that stuff. Go to buy2wayradios.com. If you use the promo code WINESHOW, that's WINESHOW, WINESHOW, at checkout, you can save 5% off your entire order. And it's good for radios and radio accessories, all that good stuff. So go to buy2wayradios.com and use the promo code WINESHOW and get your emergency radios and your two-way radios and get them in your emergency kit pronto. It's very, very important. Also, for full disclosure, I am the product manager for buy2wayradios.com. I don't make any extra money on this, okay? I'm not being paid to do this. I get paid to do my job every day of the week, but I'm not being paid to do this, okay? This is just something I'm doing. My boss said, give your promo code to the folks in the wine show, and that's what I'm doing. So this is for you. It's not for me. It's not for my benefit. Heck, we're losing 5% on orders. So, you know, it's not for our benefit. This is for your benefit. It's something I'm giving to you as a viewer and a listener of Drink with Rick. And I will drink to that. And I don't know why I'm looking over there because the there we go. See, I thought I was on camera too. I'm still working out the kinks, folks. I apologize. I'm still working out the kinks on these cameras. I thought I was looking at, well, I was looking at this camera, but I was on the other camera. I was actually on this camera. So many cameras. Okay, so I've got one more thing here to tell you about, and this is my book review. You know, I started doing book reviews every month, and I kind of got away from that because I was doing other things, and life got in the way. But I want to get back to doing a monthly book review. And the idea here is to do a monthly book review. And then if I like it, give away one or more of these books to you. Because I love doing giveaways. Now, you're saying, so why does he like giving stuff away to him? You know, my boss says that all the time. Anthony and Danny, they're always saying, you know, you just like to give stuff away, don't you? And I do, because I think giving is awesome. You know, we can do it when you can afford to do it, and we can do it. But giving is awesome. It's just great, and I love to give things to people when I can and when I can afford it. So here's what I'm doing: I'm reviewing a book a month. And then when I read the book, if I like the book, if I don't like the book, then I, you know, it's like, oh, I'm not going to give this out to people. I don't like it. But if I like the book, I'll do some giveaways, give a couple of books away to people so that they can, I want to share it with them, share the knowledge that I've learned from these books. And then you have a chance to get one too. So this is the book that I am, that I reviewed today. This is, I checked this book out. This is called Infinite Giving: The 7 Principles of Giver's Gain. And this is by Ivan Misner, PhD, Greg Davies, and Julian Lewis. Now, how I came across this book, I'll tell you how I came across this book. You know, I'm a podcaster. I'm a longtime podcaster. I know a lot of podcasters. And one of my podcasts, now I'm on this camera. One of my podcast friends is a fellow podcasters here. It's a friend of mine. Is Sean Yesner, Yesner Law, and he's written a book, by the way, that was Crushing Debt. We gave a few copies of his book away last year, Crushing Debt. Cool guy, really cool guy, and he's attorney who specializes in debt relief and things like that. So which is important, very important. So, you know, I specialize in foreclosure stuff and debt relief and helping people out with that. Well, he has his podcast, the Crushing Debt Podcast. If you ever get a chance to listen to it. It's very, very good, very, very informative. He has a lot of interviews with a lot of cool people. I've met, I've actually become friends with a couple of people that I met from listening to his podcast. And he, not too long ago, I was listening to an episode a few weeks back, because I'm a pretty regular listener to his podcast. So he did an episode a few weeks back, one that I missed that he had done sometime before, but I listened to the latest episodes and then went back and listened to some older ones that I had missed. And he did one where he was interviewing Ivan Misner, who wrote the book. And I thought that was a very interesting interview. And they mentioned the book in the interview. It was talking about infinite giving and the concept of it. And I thought, this is pretty cool. I think I'd like to check out this book. So I went on Amazon, found his book. It's only 10 bucks. And it came in, and I read the book. I read it today, as a matter of fact. It's actually a pretty easy read. It only takes a couple hours to read. It's a very, very, very quick read. I mean, it's not too quick, but it's a book that you can read in the afternoon. You know, like if you're, you know, it's raining outside and you're home and you don't go out in the rain and you just sit on a cup of hot tea or something and whatever you want to drink and just kick back and relax, just quiet, rainy afternoon or evening or whatever. And just, this is a good book that you kind of want to cover a book in a few hours during that time. This is a good afternoon reading book. I think that's the best way to put it. But the principles in here are very, very, very fascinating. Now, what this book is about, it's called Infinite Giving. I've got it right here because I showed it a few moments ago. I had it up there. It's a little bit warm because I read it today. So this book, Seven Principles of Giver's Gain, this book has some solid principles in it. Now, the thing is about this book, it is kind of based on it. It comes from the point of view of joining a network, a business network. And if you're not sure what I'm, like a referral or a leads group kind of thing. And if you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. I did belong to a leads group one time. Years ago, when I had my computer business, I joined a leads group. I kind of wish that I had joined one of these groups. Because a leads group, I was just basically paying them money and a fair amount of money every week, and really wasn't getting that much out of it. Although I think I contributed some, I didn't really get much out of it. But this is a little bit different. This is this group that they're promoting, BNI, which is a business network. I think I forgot what it's called, Business Network International or something, something like that. I have to go back and look. Yeah, I did read the book. I read it from cover to cover pretty much, and except for two of the bios at the end because I didn't have time. But I read through the entire book in an afternoon, and I really, really liked this book. And I think it gives some very solid principles. Now, what Infinite Giving is about, it's talking about the concept of profiting by giving, you know, being a giver. And, you know, how it's better to give than to receive, and give and you shall receive, that sort of thing. And it's based on those principles where you give and give and you'll receive abundance in return, but you don't give with the expectation of getting something back. You give because you want to give. And giving is a very, very powerful thing. And that's what this book teaches, a giving is very powerful. Now, they're approaching, keep in mind, they're approaching this from the point of view of, from a business point of view of someone who's in business, but it can be applied to anything in life, to general living, day-to-day living. You don't have to be in business to understand the concepts of this book and to utilize concepts of this book. And I don't want to go into a whole long thing because you really want to read the book. It's not that long of a read, but the concepts in here are very sound. They make a lot of sense, and they work. They really, really work. So this goes on the concept of giver's gain, where you're giving and you're getting back. You're getting back much more than you give, in a way, in many, many cases. And they use a lot of case studies, a lot of anecdotes, and a lot of personal stories about that, to where people were giving and really got back more than they gave in different ways. So this is a very good book. I highly, highly recommend this book. And once again, if you can get past the business network aspect of it, because some people are not into that at all, that's okay. It's still, the principles still apply to personal lives. In fact, more so to personal lives than actually to business situations, in my opinion. But I would say this is a book that I highly recommend. It's available on Amazon for $9.99 in paperback form. And it's also available in, I put that down here. Let me set that. Okay. It's available in, I think, also on Kindle. I think it's available on Kindle. I have to go back and check, but I think so. Anyway, you can. I'm going to put a link to it on my website at drinkwithrick.com as suggested reading or recommended reading, because they were they're it's a book that I really, really recommend and enjoyed. And like I said, it's a very easy read. Okay, so that's Infinite Giving. Now I would like to promote that, because I like to give stuff. I want to give away a couple of copies of Infinite Giving during this month, because I think everybody should read it. I really think everybody should read this book. I really do. I'd like to give away a couple of copies during the month, so I'll just randomly give some away. And people in the chat, to people in the chat with me. You got to chat with me to do it. You can't just show up. You got to chat with me. Nathaniel, what did you answer your question, right, about aging wine in space in the bottles? Yeah, okay. So, let me know. Tell me that you'd like a copy of this book. I'll put you down for that, and maybe I'll send you a copy. We'll see. I'm just going to give a couple away during the month of April. Randomly, I could give one away tonight if I had a really, really active chat tonight. But I tell you what, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your enemies, tell everybody who likes to watch this wine stream, join in. And next week I'll pick someone, and randomly in the chat I'll pick someone and give away a copy. Now, for those of you who are not watching this live, okay, and those of you who are listening to the podcast later, I'm not excluding you, not at all. Of course, podcasts are forever, like in a sense, like diamonds. I don't know, but podcasts last for a long time. So I'm not going to have this book forever. But I'll tell you what: during the month of April, this month, if you're listening later or watching the wine stream later, and you want to participate, but you can't watch the live stream live, send me an email. Send me an email, and it's over here, right? And it's right there. Send me an email. I have to rick@savoiamedia.com. It's rick@savoiamedia.com, SAVOIAMEDIA.com. And tell me you would like a copy of the book, and tell me, give your opinion of the show. Tell me what you think of the show. Honest opinion, okay? Don't just butter me up just so you can get a free book. Just give me an honest opinion. It's okay. I'm not gonna. If you trash it, I'm not. It's okay. I'm not gonna deny you the book if it's good. But if you do, I'll do this, and I'll put your name in a in the ring, in the hat, so to speak, the virtual hat, and we'll do a drawing to win a free book, the free copy of the Infinite Giving book. Okay, so I'm, like I said, I'm giving a couple of these away. The wine is speaking to me. A couple of these away this month, and I'll give one away on live chat, and I'll give one away through the email. okay, and through the for the podcast. And like I said, send me some feedback, rick@sibilliamedia.com, and I'll put your name in for a free copy, and then I'll draw one. I'll draw a name from the list, and maybe you could win one, okay? Simple as that. Anyway, so I think that's all we got tonight, right? We got through all that, the book review and all that kind of good stuff. I think it's time to close it up, right? Unless we've got anything else going on in the chat, because the chat's been awful quiet tonight. Surprise, actually. Let's see, nothing going on here? Okay. So we're going to close it up now, I guess. Anyway, I want to thank everyone for being with me here tonight. We've been drinking this. I'm going to give you my final review here. We've been drinking the Meyer Family Cellars Syrah 2015. Very good wine. I found it to be a little bit of cherry. And surprisingly, I tasted licorice in this wine. I was not expecting that, but I tasted licorice. Now, maybe it's my imagination, but that's what I tasted. And I tasted some vanilla in the wine. It's a little bit oaky, a little smoky. It's kind of an earthy wine. Some tannin there, but I think the tannins cut back a little bit because this wine is extremely smooth, very smooth wine. And, I haven't had any in a few minutes, but I really need to try another one. Let's try a little bit more of it before we go and see how it's opened up a little bit at the end of the show. And it has, and it's very smooth. I the tannin's a little more pronounced now. In the very beginning, I didn't really taste it as much, but it's getting a little more pronounced now, but it's still a very smooth wine, very well matured. I really like this wine, and I recommend it. Available at Wine Store for winestore-online.com for $12.99. And no, they're not paying me to say that either. It's just something, I'm just saying that's where I got mine, and that's where you can get yours. And they will ship to most states, not all states, but they will ship to most states. I know because they shipped to California, they shipped to Texas, they shipped, where else did they send? They shipped to Florida, as a matter of fact. So I know they shipped to most states there. Anyway, we're going to close it out for tonight. Now, my final review is I like this wine, okay? I highly recommend it. It went well, and by the way, it went well with everything that we tried here with the steak and the cheeses. The Colby, it went really well with the Colby. It went really well with the Toscana cheese with the Coastal Syrah in it. It went also went really well, of course, without saying, with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. By the way, the Coastal, the Toscana with the Coastal Syrah. Yeah. One of these days I'm going to figure out who I'm saying thank you to. Coastal, so I'm just thankful. The Toscano with the Coastal Syrah is also available at Trader Joe's, I believe. And my wife could verify that, but I believe that's where she got it from. So anyway, we're going to close it up tonight. I want to thank everyone who joined me in the chat. I want to thank my lovely wife, Chi. I want to thank everyone on Twitch, on those who are watching on YouTube but did not speak up. It's okay. It's okay, but you don't get a shout out because I don't know who you were. Let's see, CM Cinder, thank you, CM Cinder, and Beast on Gaming, of course, as always, it's great to have you here. Please don't be a stranger. Tom Antio is in the chat. Wow, Tommy waving behind your head. Yes, he was waving behind my head before. And Nathaniel Bumpo, thank you for being here in the chat. And I know I saw someone else here, FYT Gug or Fight Gug. I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but thank you for being here on the show tonight. I really appreciate each and every one of you. And I mean that. I'm not just saying that. I really do mean that. Each one of you is important because you're watching me. You could be doing anything you want to be doing on a Saturday night, and you're here watching me. Just me. I mean, you know, I'm nobody special. I'm just me. Okay. And I'm drinking wine. But we're having a good time. And that's the important thing. We're just getting together having a good time. And I really appreciate that. I really do. I want to ask you guys, everyone here, to have a great week. Please just have a great week. I hope it's the best week ever. April, we're going into April. You know, believe it, we're 4 months into the year already, into 2021. My, it's going by fast. Time going by fast. Anyway, I want to thank you for being here with me tonight. I want to ask that you please do not drink and drive. You know how I feel about that. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room. Wherever you are, please drink in the comfort of that. Call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a friend, call a cab, whatever. Do not drink and drive, okay? And please do not text and drive, because that is extremely dangerous. And I can tell you, it is. Because I want you to have a great week, but most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can all join me here next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.